We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One of the all-time great golf writers, Ron Cyrak, a contributor on Golf Channel, PGA Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award, and LPGA Media Excellence Award winner. Ron, pleasure to visit with you again. Happy holidays, and here we are. 2020 is almost here.
Yeah, you know, and it was sort of fun to have some compelling golf to watch this late in the year. You know, I think I tweeted over the weekend, we should have every President's Cup in Australia and have it all always on Royal Melbourne because it's a great golf course. And the time difference made for some prime time golf. And because it's summer down there, when it's winter here, we get a great event at a time of the year when we're not used to seeing great golf.
Yeah. And Ron, I couldn't agree more because I enjoy, for instance, when the Australian Open is on and some of the Australian majors, because they end up being on live here late at night so I can catch live golf. And with Golf Channel, there's a tournament on, or it can be on tape and there's highlights and that sort of thing. But being able to see the top players in the world go at it live on a winter night here in Minnesota is pretty cool.
Yeah, and you know, that golf course, I was there for the 2011 President's Cup, and I got to Melbourne on a Sunday, and I went out to the golf course on Monday, and I walked 18 holes and fell in love with the golf course immediately. I thought, the quality of play was really top-notch, and the golf course was perfect for match play competition. It was it's just a really challenging, tricky venue.
And Ron, what makes it so good? I know Tiger had rave reviews. A lot of the other players did. One thing they kept talking about is that it plays fast, that there's some roll, that there's strategy associated. It almost has, I guess, I feel like Lynx golf, where you've really got to manage distance and angles, et cetera.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a great example of the way to deal with how far players are hitting the golf ball now is not to make golf courses longer, but to make them shorter and more strategic. You can't play bomb and gouge golf at Royal Melbourne the way you can on a lot of PGA Tour courses. You have to have the right angle into the green. You have to have layup yardages right off. I mean, you saw them frequently hitting less than driver off the tee, and then you saw them trying to drive par fours. There are two holes there, number five and number six, back to back. Number five's a par three uphill with a massive bunker in front of it that plays about 147 yards. The next hole's a par four that plays 306 yards and has a massive bunker down the left side. Both are terrific risk-reward shots. Those holes are sitting there, and they're saying, here you are. There's a birdie if you hit the right golf shot. And that makes for really, really fun golf. And when you play in match play, that encourages gambling anyway. You know, in match play, you just try to go out and birdie every hole. So it was the perfect venue for this event.
Man, and the United States rally, and Tiger got him going. The playing captain played really well in singles and gets a victory, and that kind of set the stage for the United States comeback.
I don't think I saw him miss hit a shot the entire time. He didn't play either the two sessions on the third day, but he was out there the first two and then in singles, and he just if you really look, Tiger he's reinvented his golf game in a way that I was sort of saying 5 years ago that he needs to do, which is he's got to face the fact that he's not the pitcher with the 98 mile an hour fastball anymore. He's got to get by on location and off speed pitches, and that's the way he's attacking the golf course now. In this course, fit the way he's playing now perfectly, just like Augusta National did at the Masters this year. You know, he doesn't have to be the longest player on tour, and he's not anywhere near the longest player on tour anymore, but he's still got an amazing short game. He's one of the great iron players ever, and we're seeing him now play strategic golf, not trying to overwhelm golf courses, but outthink them.
He could win another major or two or three and get to Jack the way he's going right now if his back holds up, and that's the gigantic question, Ron.
Yeah, I think that health is the question. I still think to get past Jack is a big task. The courses that fit his game the most, we saw Augusta last year. Mm-hmm. British Open courses will fit his game well because they play a lot like we saw Royal Melbourne play, where you can hit less than driver off the tee and sort of think your way around it. But you're absolutely right. The question mark here is his health. He turns 44 on December 30th, and I went through. There's only been eight times has a major been won by somebody over the age of 43. So we're asking him to win four more majors at an age at which only eight players in the history of the game have won majors. So it's going to be a challenge.
Ron and Cyrak joining us for Talking Golf. The President's Cup, not without controversy, and Patrick Reed finds himself as caddy ultimately in the middle of this. The one thing about Ryder Cups and President's Cups, the galleries get into it, they get rowdy, there's a lot of drinking. We saw it here at Hazeltine when the Ryder Cup was here. It was an insane atmosphere, really. And the United States prevailed here, and of course set up perfectly for the Americans, I should say. And why not? They had home course advantage. But his caddy gets into it. Patrick Reed embroiled in controversy for grounding his club at the Hero World Challenge. There's a lot going around this young man.
Yeah, you know, I mean, first off, you're right. The atmosphere at any of these team competitions, Ryder Cup, Solheim Cup, President's Cup, sure, is more like a football game than a golf tournament, you know? I mean, because there really is, you're encouraging fans to be cheering for a side, you know, and sometimes to be cheering against the other side. And you don't see that. Now, you know, Patrick Reed's one of those guys. He's sort of like Sergio Garcia on the European Ryder Cup team. You know, you like having him on your team because you know that he annoys the heck out of the other team.
Sure.
and that is, and you know, Patrick's not the kind of guy. He could have diffused that, the whole bunker penalty thing in the Bahamas, really easily by saying, "Yeah, the video was pretty conclusive. It was unintentional on my point, but I touched the sand. It was a penalty." But that's not the way he's wired. He doesn't go that way. And it was phenomenal seeing the singles. He came out of a shoot just absolutely on fire. And then that sort of went away a little bit. But the guy's a great, great player. But he wasn't getting, for both the way he handled the Bahamas things and the way he handled stuff in Melbourne, he wasn't getting a whole lot of support even from his own teammates.
Man, and going forward, that's a story that'll develop in 2020 because he has a game to contend in majors. He's going to be around a while.
You know, when he won the Masters, about the only person who was waited to greet him on the 18th hole was Bubba Watson, who's one of the people who has fewer friends than Patrick Reed does. So they sort of have that bond in common.
Yeah, a lot of intrigue coming up in 2020, all eyes on Tiger, of course. But there's a lot of great young players on really both tours. And I know you cover the LPGA Tour, and I'm intrigued because I sense there's a renaissance on the LPGA Tour, that momentum is growing again because there's so many great players, and the LPGA has now expanded its footprint worldwide, and I think that's been a brilliant move.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we saw it at the KPMG with Hannah Green. You know,
sure.
As somebody who's 22 years old and sort of came out of nowhere to win there. But right now, you look at the top 10 in the Rolex rankings. Three of them are Americans. Three of them are Koreans. So the playing field is really leveling out. I think when I counted up on the 182 players listed on the LPGA money list, there's 30 different countries represented. And Mike Wan's taken what some people thought was a negative and turned it into a positive, which is he markets a tour as golf's global tour, and it is. And it's growing enormously. And I think we're also going to see, we saw in Danielle Kang and in Nelly Korda and in Jessica Korda, and now we got Jennifer Kupcho coming along.
Sure.
There's a lot of real good young talent coming from the United States to be in this mix.
And I think by adding that women's amateur event at Augusta National has brought new fans to the game. And I know it's a new event, but I thought that was great sports theater.
It was. It was terrific, and it made people realize. I mean, a lot of people tuned in because they wanted to see how the women were going to handle Augusta National.
Sure.
So there were a lot of people watching women's golf for the first time. And I've always said the biggest critics of women's golf, both among the fans and the media, are people who don't watch it, people who don't go to it and experience it. Because, you know, if you go to an event and you experience it, you realize how incredibly accessible they are as athletes. They're just the greatest athletes to be around. They're also really, really good players. I was in Scotland this year for the Solheim Cup. That was one of the greatest events I've ever been at, and I've been doing this a very, very long time. But it came down. United States was ahead 13.5, 11.5. It seemed like there was no chance for Europe. Europe won the last three matches, and they win the last match on the last putt on the last hole by the last player left on the golf course, Suzanne Pedersen, to win the match. And if she misses the putt, they lose the cup. And that was as exciting of an event. And there were virtually every major this year on the LPGA was a really riveting event.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, Ron, because I think back of the majors and the great golf events that have come to Minnesota, the U.S. Open once upon a time at Hazeltine, the PGA Championships, the Ryder Cup. But I think having the opportunity to be at a historic club like Interlaken here in the Twin Cities and the 08 U.S. Women's Open, that was a phenomenal week of golf on, you know, really one of the great golf courses anywhere here in the United States.
Yeah, and you look at what the since the PGA of America has gotten involved with what used to be the LPGA Championship and has made it the KPMG Women's PGA Championship,
sure.
And you look at the venues that they've taken it to now. I mean, it's just been, you know, they're taking it to venues that had held men's major championships, and that really adds to the respect that the women's game gets.
Yeah, and Hazeltine's a good example. Season.
They should play every major at Hazeltine. Let me tell you, it's just one of my absolute favorite venues in every way. It's a great golf course, and the logistics of that piece of property are amazing. There's just so much land around it. It was the absolute one of the best setups of any tournament I've ever been at.
Well, and what's crazy about that, Ron? And I was very young at the time when the first U.S. Open was here in 1970, and it was criticized, the cow pasture, the whole thing. But the founders had the sense to realize what it would become. They had the foresight, and they have all the land. So the next time a big event comes to Hazeltine, I believe, is the Ryder Cup down the road. I hope to be around for that. It is. It's just an ideal setup because of all the things that go into putting on a major now.
And great venues get better over time. Muirfield Village, where Nicklaus plays his tournament, is a much better golf course now than it was 30 years ago. TPC Sawgrass is a much better golf course now than it was when they first opened it. Great golf courses evolve over time and become better. But the other point that you made, when major championships for both the men and the women, particularly for the men, have so much else going on, you know, corporate hospitality and fan villages and all that other stuff. And in Hazeltine, in my mind, Pinehurst number 2 is another one that has all this space around it to accommodate all the other things that really make a major championship feel like a major championship.
No, Ron, it's great to visit with you. I enjoy your work so much, and keep up the good work.
I'm looking forward to a new year. It's going to be a lot of fun, and on both the men's and the women's tour.
Absolutely, look forward to it. Thanks, Ron.
Thanks for having me on.
There he is, Ron Cyrak, golf writer extraordinaire, contributor on Golf Channel. He's an author, a PGA Lifetime Achievement Award winner, and an LPGA Media Excellence Award winner. And once again, so much appreciate his time. 12 minutes now in front of 6. Another guy who's a regular, and I love visiting with him, Steve Kearney. And stevekearneyoutdoors.com. They get us up to date on what's happening out there. We've had a cold snap. The ice anglers are chomping at the bit. Where are they biting? We'll get the latest from Steve in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.